Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to episode 5 of the Kosama Senkyo Show, the gaming and anime podcast. This is Kosamas.
This is Kyo, and I ain't gonna lie to you, we're the shit.
There we are, and welcome to the first podcast built only for gaming and anime. Yes. And you get your dose in one show. First, we start off the show with our touch of gaming, and later in the show, we ended up with some anime.
Oh yeah, boy!
And on today's show, we focus
on gaming and anime.
On gaming and anime.
That's awesome. So stay tuned for our gaming section.
News? You want news? I got your news right here, buddy.
We got the news.
We got some news for you right here on the Kosama Senkyo Show.
Yep.
And let's start off with the biggest game of the weekend that everybody's been playing.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yep, on the Nintendo Wii. And I'm pretty sure all of you have been waiting for this. I don't have a Wii, and I know Kyo doesn't have a Wii. So we don't really have a lot to say on this subject, besides we know it's an awesome game from what we've heard. And I know a few people that own it, so I'll definitely get some hands-on.
I know a few people have a hard time running it on their consoles.
Yeah, because of dirty lenses, Nintendo says.
Yeah,
right?
Dirty lenses.
And you have to send in your Wii just to get their special high-tech cleaning devices.
Supply or yeah. Whatever. They're blowing it out their ass.
But I guess it's because of the dual-layer discs that are used for Smash Bros. Brawl.
Well, it is a very high-density disc format that they use.
Yeah. Well, get what you pay for.
Hey.
Keep your Wii's clean, but
keep your Wii clean. Don't drag your Wii around in, dirty water.
But... Yeah, be careful where you place your Wii.
Yeah, your Wii is your temple.
Okay, well, this weekend, another release that came out, I've been playing
Bully Man,
the Scholarship Edition for Xbox 360. Yeah. It's also coming out for Wii later in the year. And
how far into that game are you?
I'm about 7 hours into the game, and I think it says I'm about a quarter way through.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but it's not all good news, because it suffers from a lot of chugging animation.
Yeah,
like the frame rates will drop when you leave the... Like, right when you enter the game, you get this chugging frame rate issue where everything just like, whoa, oh my god, I feel like I'm back in PS2, like back in time. It seems like an
You're
old
back
game.
Army Men games or some shit.
Army Men games. Don't mention those things again.
You got every single one in that fucking spindle, man. So don't even mess with me. I actually have one.
Man. It's for the PlayStation 1, Sarge's Heroes.
You love it.
And maybe we should break it during this show, just randomly.
Or we could just make a breaking sound, just input it digitally, and then pretend like we broke it. And then really just play it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good game.
Yeah, sure, man. Well, speaking of a good game, I thought Bully Man was pretty good. And besides the audio glitches and the game locking up, which I only had it lock up once the entire time I played.
How many times did you hear audio glitches?
A few times. Nothing that was annoying or really bad. I just heard a girl just keep going, oh my god, oh my god. And I was like, what
so
the hell?
So it sounded like a Halo 3 matchmaking room.
Yeah, it did sound like that. It was really high pitched and piercing and repetitive. And I was like, oh my god, so I got away from that area. And that was into that. It wasn't bothersome. It's not like you would go on a message board and make a big deal, because I have a launch system and it doesn't have problems playing that game at all. And for anyone that likes those free roaming sandbox games, I think you should try Bully. It's pretty cool.
In another bit of news, the Xbox 360 and PC had one of the best selling games of the year, The Orange Box.
It was on PS3 as well, don't forget.
Oh, PS3 as well, yes. And apparently, starting April 9th, the company
Valve
is going to split up all the games separately and sell them a retail value separately. When asked about
So you can pretty much
prices,
buy them through Steam.
Well, but when asked about prices, nobody really knows what they're going to sell for, but I'm hoping they're not $30 a piece.
I doubt it.
That'd be really
I'd say just buy the whole box set. It's worth it. totally worth it. That orange box is worth the purchase. I got it right now. I don't play much Team Fortress, but it's still cool.
And also, for those of you who like Cooking Mama...
For the DS and Wii?
Yeah, and me and you, we love the Cooking Mama. She's young. She has no husband.
Yeah, she's got those whiny little kids who always want food.
Always, man. How many kids does she have now?
You know who we should find for her? We should give her the Iron Chef.
Yeah. The Iron Chef.
Because, you know, the Wii and DS versions are going to be coming out pretty soon.
That would be pretty badass.
Supreme Cuisine.
Yeah. And it's got full voice acting by Dolph Lundgren. I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does
I
all
thought
the
that was
acting.
Mark Dacascos.
No, Dolph Lundgren.
I hate Dolph Lundgren. Screw that guy.
Excuse
Hope
me?
Hope he dies.
Oh, you're going to get some Dolph Lundgren lovers. They're going to kill you, man. They're going to kill you. I didn't say it. That was all Kosamas. Yeah. I love Dolph Lundgren.
This show sucks. It's horrible. A game that Dolph Lundgren isn't in, Kyo, is God of War Chains of Olympus. Well, you can get the demo of it, did you know, on the PlayStation Store? It's available right now.
For the PSP?
Yeah, for the PSP.
I wasn't aware that you could download games to the PSP.
Yeah, you can download demos.
The technology is beautiful.
Yeah, you should check it out. I want to get a PSP just to play this game.
I want to get a PSP because they're porting a lot of classics to it, man. I don't want to be left out on the farm.
Yeah, I think I might pick up that bundle. The bundle with Kratos on it, and it comes with God of War.
I might have to pick that shit up. How much is it?
I don't remember. But speaking of other handhelds, also on your iPhone, you can actually play games on it, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And a game that actually is going to be a pretty big hit this year, that everybody's been doing their research in for a long time, is Spore.
Yeah.
Which is also going to be on the iPhone, and it's pretty damn surprising, to tell you the truth.
Well, I think the iPhone has a lot of potential, a lot of untapped power that can be made into something good. And Spore is a pretty in-depth game.
Yeah, I bet it is. Haven't tried it out, but as much stuff as they're promising, it's pretty in-depth.
Well, you talk about it all the time. I thought you knew a little more about it.
I do know a lot about it, but not enough to say, hey, I've had hands-on. I played it, therefore I know everything. No, I don't know everything. And something that I don't know completely is that I heard these Guitar Hero DS rumors.
Yeah, and the Australian government.
Yeah, because supposedly it was listed on the film, the Australia's Office of Film and Literature Classification. And you can go on there, and it got classified as a G rating.
It's
so,
called Guitar Hero On Tour.
On Tour?
Yes, On Tour. And we got a little screenshot here. It looks pretty wicked cool, man.
Yeah, it looks like you hold you strum the strings with the stylus, and I bet on the left side of the DS, you place your fingers, so you
it's
can hold
badass,
notes.
Man. We'll have to check that out. We'll let you know more about that.
Yeah, we'll definitely try that out.
As more info becomes available.
Because lately I've actually been playing some Guitar Hero, and something that got released last week was the Guitar Hero 3 Modern Metal Track Pack, and it had Deftones, which is the only band I really cared about on there. I think the other ones were Thrice and...
Avenged Sevenfold. Yes.
Which, they were bad songs, they were still pretty fun, but overall, it's a good pack just because it's got Hole in the Earth by Deftones. And it's a little too easy, even on Expert. I blew through it in one sitting, which isn't saying much because it's only three songs.
Yeah, well, but at least you get a little more variety.
Yeah, because some other variety that came in that I was really stoked about this week, actually today, Mass Effect downloadable content, which is going to run you 400 Microsoft points, and it's called Bring Down the Sky. Which is about those crazy Batarians that they speak about in Mass Effect, but you never see them. But on this downloadable content, you can see it.
I hope this is the advent to more downloadable content in the Mass Effect.
Well, hopefully some really good content, like maybe give me my own planet or something. That would be cool.
That would be cool, but...
Or a planet with something actually on it, because those planets are pretty repetitive and boring.
Well, you know, an hour and a half of extra gameplay, 50 more achievement points.
Yeah, 50 more achievement points for
this
pack.
That's a good start. It's a good stepping stone for the future when they'll really be able to pump out that good content.
And it's 90 minutes of gameplay. I mean, $5, you can't beat that if you like Mass Effect.
Well, for those people that have been yearning for a little bit more...
I have actually. I enjoyed Mass Effect. I beat that game, and after
you
that,
beat
I
that game, didn't you?
I went right through it again, almost until another game ended up coming out, which I think was like Call of Duty 4. A few of you remember it. It got a patch last week, so it's even more improved. But some other stuff that got released was some Rock Band songs by the Grateful Dead, if you're all into that.
Nah, they suck.
I didn't think Deadheads played Rock Band.
I didn't think Deadheads did anything but sit on the couch, shove food in their face, and smoke pot.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're listening to our show and doing it.
Yeah, listen to our show. We know who you are. We understand how you work, obviously. I just pinned your asses.
Well, you know what was cool, man? I was on the internet, and I was looking for arcade cabinets. Because, yeah, you know, every gamer wants an arcade cabinet.
Plus, we got like 10 of them in the back room.
Yeah, we could always use a little more, especially an updated one.
Yeah, definitely.
And what updated fucking arcade cabinet would you want?
A Game Musinda.
A Game Musinda. Yes, from Japan. Street Fighter 4.
Yes, Street Fighter 4. How much is that arcade cabinet gonna cost?
23,000 American.
Damn, but that shit, I'll buy one.
Or 2,394,000 yen.
Yeah, for all these you don't know, the exchange rate, 1 yen is about 1 penny.
No, not anymore. It's like a...
It's about 1 penny.
Is it?
Fucking look at it.
Oh, yeah, it is, huh? Sorry, man. I haven't been to Japan since...
Maybe you need to go to the Game Musenda.
In this part of our show, we're going to talk about what we've been playing this week. And it's been a long week of gaming. So, Kyo, tell me first, what have you been playing?
Well, you know, pretty much for me, it's DS and 360. That's my gaming knives of choice, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as the 360 is concerned, I've been playing a lot of Dead Rising.
Dead Rising,
You missed it, you want to check out Dead Rising. And I hear there's a sequel coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, I actually did hear there was a sequel being produced in Canada, from what I've heard, unless the sources are wrong. But yeah, there's definitely going to be a Dead Rising sequel, which I'm going to pick up on day one because the original was my favorite, which you just barely got to try.
Yeah, I picked it up at Anonymous Game Store. And I'll tell you, it's amazing, the sheer number of zombies they could put on screen at one time, man.
Oh, yeah.
It totally gives that Dawn of the Dead feel.
I know the first time I saw it and you see all those zombies right at the beginning of the game, girl. Whoa, this is gonna be so awesome.
Oh, yeah, I was like, dang, you were right. They did fit like 200 zombies. They fit more zombies on screen than they do Chinese warriors and Dynasty Warriors. You know what I mean?
And it seems like the gameplay feels a lot better than Dynasty Warriors, in my opinion. It's not just all hack and slash.
Well, Dynasty Warriors is more arcadey. Dead Rising's more... Well, Dead Rising's arcadey.
It's arcadey, but it's got a sort of strategy to it, especially if you're going single player.
Well, you know, when you first told me the concept of Dead Rising, all I could think about was how much of the actual mall is interactive, you can interact with. And surprisingly,
everything's
just about everything you can interact with. I told my brother on the phone, he's a big zombie freak. I told him, hey, I got this new game. Anything you possibly could want to do to a zombie, you can do in this game.
Actually, that's true. If you have a special decapitation technique with a lawnmower, if you even want to. Did you get to the lawnmower?
No, not yet, but you know what he asked me?
What?
He said, can you rip up a zombie's hand and beat him with it? And I told him yes, because you can do that.
Yeah, and you can also rip out their intestines and strangle them.
Or you can put a Mega Man mask on their head.
Yeah, or you can put on your own Mega Man mask.
Yeah, or you can play with the toys and just fuck with them and take pictures, man. It's so badass.
Yeah, that is true. You can put a bunch of cones on their heads, Mega Man heads, and
Lego
heads.
Yeah, like 20 zombies with cones on their heads.
And then take a picture, and then you'll get a whole bunch of points or whatever they call them.
The picture system is fun, man.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a couple of games I played back in the day. I think it was on the 64. It might have involved Pokemon and snapping pictures.
Oh, yeah, that Pokemon Safari or whatever it's called. That was fun, man.
It was Pokemon Snap.
That game.
You remember it?
Yeah, it was badass. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
I mean, this is a lot more dangerous than any Pokemon I can think of.
You got a chance between a styrofoam shooting Mega Man gun or a 52-inch solid TV. What are you going to hit a zombie with?
I go with that katana that you get on the awning in the first part of the
Oh, yeah, you get a katana. So if you've never played this game, then I suggest you go to your local neighborhood Anonymous Game Store and pick one up.
Okay, so tell me what you've been playing on the DS.
DS, actually, I've been playing a couple games. I played and beat one particular game, which is pretty weak. It's called Shogun Real-Time Combat or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much Shogun Total War for the DS. It was so fun.
How long has this been out?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. There's one unfortunate thing about the game. It's fun if you're a strategy fan or you like Shogun Total War, but it sucks because there's no interchangeable difficulty. It's too easy.
So it's one constant difficulty through the entire game.
Easy.
Even when you beat it, there's no unlocked. Nope. Oh, that's kind of adds no replay value.
I definitely think they should port a real Shogun Total War to the DS. That would definitely be something to check out. Now hey, they do have Civ coming to the DS.
Revolutions?
Yeah, Civ Revolutions.
Wow. Actually, I saw the 360 video, and they said it doesn't look much different from the 360 version, except for it has to accommodate the graphics. But overall, the same feeling, gameplay.
Hey,
it's
you
all
can't
the same.
Go wrong with Sid Meier's, man.
Are you going to pick it up? I'll pick up a copy of
Hell,
Civ, one of those.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Number one, I'll probably pick it up for 362, man.
I know.
Just so I can play it online, you know, those 7-hour online matches.
And the achievements don't hurt either.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not such an addict as you.
And plus, for some reason, my DS hasn't seen the last hours upon gameplay whenever I've been playing all day anyway.
Yeah.
So if you want to play a lot of Civ, it's best to tackle a system that's plugged
and, you know,
into a
and
wall.
And you're gonna break your back hanging over your DS for 7 hours, that's for sure.
So, other game were you saying?
Advance Wars.
Oh, Advance Wars.
Advance Wars
yes.
is
badass. I've been playing that too, actually.
You know what it reminds me a lot of? You know how I play a lot of military strategy board games.
Oh, yeah,
Shogun. Axis and Allies and Shogun. Well, this game really reminded me of Axis and Allies. It's addicting. You remember me laying on your floor the other
day?
Yeah,
I remember when you first got the game, you were on the floor just sitting there playing. I was sitting there. I don't remember what I was playing. I think it was Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, check out this boss. And you're all, hold on.
Pause it.
I was like, what could be more interesting than the newest game that's out right now?
I had to pause it,
and I checked it out. And I was so into this game that Kyo showed me that I actually picked it up too.
Well, I can't believe how much time I spent on that game. It's one of those games where you just want to do one more turn, and before long you've done 200 turns. You've been sitting on that hole for 3 hours.
Sitting on that hole, dude, it adds a whole new meaning, because I usually take this game to the laboratory.
Yeah.
And I'm always on that bowl, dude.
Yeah, you're cooking mama.
No more cooking mama, dude. It's all about Advance Wars.
Hey, well, you got Advance Wars on the pot. Hey, if you could send us pictures of... No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're not asking for that.
Of you gaming on the pot. No, we're just kidding.
You also showed me. You also
that.
Showed me a really cool program. Or actually, I told you about and I had you download it.
I checked it out before you even told me about it.
Oh, yeah? Did you? What was it?
Pocket Physics.
Pocket Physics, huh? So
Homebrew.
Is it fun?
It's made by a man named Urza.
Urza?
It is. It's fun, man. The only problem is that it doesn't have a lot of...
A lot of what? Maybe you're just not creative enough, it seems. Because I played it, and I have a lot of...
It seems like
we're losing Kyo. Hold on.
Oh, there he goes.
Looks like we lost you for a second.
Oh, yeah. I was saying how Crayola is always better than Rosart.
Crayola and Rosart, huh? Actually, I had to use Rosart because I was in a poor family.
Yeah, well, that's what I used.
It was better than making my own crayons from all the old kids' spare crayons.
Well, in the ghetto, you remember the rumors about how crayons actually tasted like the flavors they were. Oh, wait, we're supposed to be talking about gaming and
anime.
Yeah,
gaming.
So, Advance Wars, you need to check it out. As soon as we're done with the... Pocket Physics. Okay, Pocket Physics, it's fun. Check it out. It's homebrew. If you don't have an... I don't think we should say that on the air. If you know anything about DS homebrew, then you know what we're talking about. We're not going to say anything else.
Yeah, if you know what homebrew is and you can get a hold of it, you should check it out, because Pocket Physics is pretty damn fun. Anything else you've been playing?
I think that's pretty much it. How about you? What have you been on?
Well, this weekend I picked up Bully Man Scholarship
Bully
Edition.
Man.
For the Nintendo... I'm not the Nintendo Wii, but the Xbox 360. I've heard a lot of people give it a lot of crap, and I've heard a lot of people give it a lot of praise, so I went in there with an open mind, acted like I hadn't heard anything. First thing I do is turn it on, I get this really chuggy intro, I'm like, whoa. I mean, this is right when you start the game, not the pre-rendered cinema.
Yeah.
And after you get through that little bit of chug, it's quite an enjoyable experience. I haven't been able to put it down, actually. I put in about 7 hours in one day.
It is addicting, man. It is addicting, because there's a lot you can do.
There's so much you can do. Rockstar really varied it up. I mean, you can leave town for a little bit, and all of a sudden you're at a carnival, and you meet a girl, and you go on a date, and win her prizes, and you're like, wow, this is kind of random.
The dialogue is
pretty
well done.
Yeah, what makes it really well done is the dialogue. I mean, it might have PlayStation 2 graphics, but it's cleaned up and rendered a little bit better, because I think they built a new engine around it.
Yeah, they did.
Which kind of develops into a problem too, because they copied the same formula as the PS2, so there's a lot of loading times.
Yeah, you spend most of your time playing that game in loading screens.
I've played games with some bad loading times, like Assassin's Creed. There were some bad loading times. I actually had to whip out my DS and play a couple of puzzle quest rounds during Assassin's Creed's loading times.
Why did you say Assassin's Creed to begin with?
Because that's what a lot of people call it, Assassin's Creed, man.
This is like the stupidest game. Okay, moving on. When I saw it, it seemed like the frame rate was not up to where it should have been.
No, the frame rate drops a lot, but it's not enough to take away from the experience. It's just whenever you leave the school grounds and head into town, then all of a sudden the frame rate will chug for just a little bit, and you'll get these ugly textures they should have cleaned up for the city, because the school's really well done. It looks really nice, but the city, it looks a little like they didn't quite pay as much attention to it.
Well, let me ask you a question. It seems to me that every single person in this school has a mental issue of some sort.
Yeah, people would just be socking each other right in the middle of the hall.
Hey, even like the hall monitors
have, yeah, they have a problem.
Problems, man. They just want to kick some ass. They don't care how old the kid is or nothing. I even seen one stuffing another kid in a locker.
One thing I try to do, I mean, it's wrong to pick on little kids, but I wanted to put a little kid in the trash can, and it wouldn't let me. I mean, you can kiss boys in this game because there's an achievement obviously labeled for it in the 360 version.
There's an achievement?
Yeah, there is.
For kissing boys?
For kissing a boy, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you, America?
You probably won't find that on my gamer tag unless you get a hold of my 360 and decide to play it. You'd have
980 gamer points on that and no. You don't want that. You don't want that on your
No, it's just not a healthy achievement, I think. It says a lot about
you. It's not a healthy society, obviously.
Hey, well, it was introduced in The Sims when you could first kiss Mel's, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never played The Sims.
Really? My sister's really big in The Sims, and we could probably have her come in for the announcements of Sims 3 that were just announced. Because, woo, yeah, stop the presses.
Sims 3? Threezo?
A lot of people are still into The Sims, actually.
Korolewa! Okay. We're learning Japanese so we can get a job at Tante Bio Fan Subs.
You know what else I've been playing a lot too, but getting my ass kicked?
Ninja Turtles.
Actually, there is a ninja in it, but it's not a turtle.
Gaiden.
Yep, Gaiden. Ryu Hayabusa.
Gaiden. Yeah.
And it's been a while since I played the Xbox version. I decided to pick it up, throw it back in.
And playing it on Master Difficulty.
Yeah, Master Difficulty. And I've made it all the way to... I beat that boss that's made a skeleton. Like a skeleton bird. Not a bird. Yeah, was it?
Was it a bird?
I don't know. It's not important, but it's a freaking hard game. And it's a lot of fun, too. Except for one thing I remember being angry about is those camera angles. They flip back and forth during some of the really tight
platforming levels. Yeah.
But other than that game's a solid A all the way. I'd recommend picking that up on the download or at some retailer.
When does Gaiden 2 come out?
Gaiden 2 comes out June 12th.
Karwa!
Ninja Gaiden, yes. Which we're probably all waiting for, right? All the listeners are waiting for Ninja Gaiden.
Shit, I got a hard on right now just thinking about it.
Well, something that might might soften your
calm down.
Your follicle there, buddy. But
follicle.
But Ninja Gaiden for the DS. Have you heard of this?
Yes, so it's being packaged, the pre-order is being packaged with a sword stylus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it that comes with cool. A little sheath, from what I hear.
Yeah, I nice. Got a message on our new MySpace page, which is myspace.com/kosama-sen-kyo. If you want to check that out. But
if you want to hear it again, it's myspace.com/kosamasenkyo. If you'd rather have me say it than Kosamas.
But I got a comment about this stylus, actually, from one of our listeners, Omega Archetype.
Yes, he is.
And he's probably listening to this right now. What up, man?
Yeah, holla at your boy.
Well, he told me about the stylus. I checked it out, and I almost want to go and pre-order it now.
But, from what I hear about it, it's only a couple hours long.
What, Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, the new Ninja Gaiden DS. I can't justify paying $30 for a game. I don't think it's only a few hours.
I've checked out a first review.
You got the EGM over there with the review in it.
I don't think an hour, man. No way. It's
2 hours.
It's at least 8.
No, I don't think so. We'll get back to you on that.
We're back.
Kyo was wrong.
Yep, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
And we did
6 to 7 hours.
Yep, Ninja Gaiden is 6 to 7 hours long, which is, you know, it's not bad. I think it's pretty cool for an action game. And look at those screenshots, dude. Those look pretty damn clean.
I don't know. It's all touch based. It looks pretty frustrating to me. I'll definitely download. I mean, check it out. I'm definitely pre-order it.
Yeah, I think we'll go pre-order it. Pre-order it today.
Awesome, pirate.
You can't beat that 3D engine running at 60 frames a second, though, man. I've seen the videos. It looks pretty clean. I think you got to be an idiot to have a DS and not pick up Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
What is the tag name? Dragon Sword?
Dragon Sword, yes. Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
And it's not a port. It's a direct sequel after the original Ninja Gaiden. So that's why I've been playing through Ninja Gaiden, so I can beat that and then start playing Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword and then beat that. And then whenever Gaiden 2 comes out,
man, what are you, 3 years I'm all excited, dude,
when I start talking about Ninja Gaiden.
Me too, man. It's going to be so bad.
Ninja Gaiden 2. Oh, man. I'm so excited. I can't even talk about it without getting all hyped up because those graphics are just simply... It's not about graphics. It's about gameplay. That's what Ninja Gaiden
is. Who's a cooler ninja? Ryu Hayabusa or Katake Kakashi?
I don't know. I think Katake Kakashi would definitely take out Ryu Hayabusa.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, man. They'll hit him with that Mangekyo Sharingan.
Yeah, and he could learn all of Ryu Hayabusa's skills right there just by copying them.
His ninpo.
Yeah. And Kakashi's got ninpo. He can blow the fireball jutsu.
Kakashi can do the Katon Gyokaku jutsu.
Actually, he can do over 100 different jutsus if he wanted.
He can do the water jutsu.
Yeah, he can do anything. He's copied so many. But we're getting off subject. We're going into a whole nother realm.
Yeah. How about a Kakashi spinoff game?
That would be
cool. The Adventures of Kakashi Sensei.
For the DS.
That would be cool, though.
Welcome to this part of the show where we talk about our picks of the week. And coming up first is going to be Kyo with his pick of the week.
My pick of the week is Dead Rising for the Xbox 360.
Dead Rising by Capcom.
If you like killing zombies, this is the way to go.
And this is the game that you recommend people to pick up.
Absolutely. Week. You're stupid not to.
And you can find it real cheap, too.
If you like violence, if you like killing.
And if you like zombies.
Then this is the movie for you. Or the game for you movie.
And
it's kind of like a movie.
My pick of the week, Kyo, has to be Bully. Scholarship Edition.
Bully Man.
I haven't tried Army of Two yet, so I can't really recommend that unless you have a friend.
We'll get you a review probably next week on Army of Two.
But I'd say go out and pick Bully up. It's a good single-player game, and it's got some pretty interesting multiplayer segments where you can compete against another person on the same Xbox on local play. Yeah. And different subjects ranging from math, physics, chemistry, Cookie Mama ripoffs with some button timing exercises. It's just a bunch of mini games, pretty much.
The mini games are pretty weak.
It's got a Trauma Center ripoff as well. And they try to go into the whole music phase with time button presses. Yeah, we weren't too impressed with the two added classes to the Scholarship Edition. But I'd say go pick up Bully. If you're into free-roaming sandbox games by Rockstar.
It's pretty imaginative, really.
It's a pretty fun high school game, man. It reminded me a lot when I was in high school.
When you used to have to beat up everybody, you were a little short white dude with bald head?
I'm not short white or bald, and I didn't really pick on many people in high school.
No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, I'd say go pick up Bully and go pick up Dead Rising, both for 360.
And I say go pick up Bully and go pick up Dead Rising, bitches.
You heard it from us.
I'm just kidding.
Those are our picks of the week.
Yep.
Now for our segment called Crap of the Week. And this is what pissed us off this week in gaming entirely.
Well, I looked in the toilet and all I seen was one turd. And that one turd in the toilet was the DS screen.
Oh, the touch stylus screen. Yes, I hate it.
It scratches awfully easy.
Too easy. I don't even know how they got there.
I don't even know. Sometimes it seems like the stylus has something sharp on it. For one second, it scratched the shit out of a motherfucker.
Yeah, it does. Because I don't abuse my DS at all.
Neither do I.
But for some reason, there's a really deep scratch on the left side of the screen. I'm like, I don't even play games that do those type of swipes.
They say that Nintendo made them durable, but I'm not so sure about that.
Not too sure either, but I actually looked into this whole repair center thing, and the only way to get them fixed is you can either buy the screens online and try to take your DS apart, voiding its warranty and replacing the screen, or you could send it into Nintendo after you went online and registered your DS Lite or DS Original, yeah, whatever broke or scratched up. Because the DS Lites, they're an awesome system, but they seem to be made a little cheap because sometimes the hinges break. I've seen that on a couple of a couple of our friends' DSs. But the thing that pissed me off the most is our DSs are pretty new.
Yeah.
And they already look like they have about a year and a half.
Oh, no. Abuse. What's the deal with that? They couldn't do... I mean, we're paying a lot of money for it. They couldn't make it a little more durable.
Yeah, you'd think so. Sounds like he's got a frog in his throat.
I've got I'm having serious heartburn from all that hot wings.
I got a... But remember I said about I went online and looked on Nintendo.
Yeah.
You would have to send it back to them. They would send you a DS coffin for the screen, and you'd send it back. And if it's not under warranty, then I think you have to pay $25 to have it replaced, the screen, which isn't too bad.
But is scratch screen under the warranty? It wouldn't seem like they would make it.
I think the only way it's covered under the warranty is if you use Nintendo licensed stylus on the screen the entire time.
Yep.
And which we have been. We haven't been using those ugly
Mad Cats. Yeah,
Does
Mad Cats make stylus? Mad Cats makes
them. They probably do.
For years.
And Interact, are they even around? Remember how many joypads they had back in the day?
Or docks.
Did I just call it a joypad?
Joypad, man. What are you living in, the 80s? This guy and his joypad. That's what we're going to title the episode, Joypad Dreams.
Yeah, maybe we should. Joypad Memories of the Joypad. Oh, man, that's
okay,
pretty good.
Well, that was,
our crap of the week, is we're pissed off at Nintendo for their weak DS screens.
Fuck you, Nintendo.
Yo, this is Kyo here, and to celebrate me and Kosamas' watching of Death Note in its entirety, we actually invited a real, genuine Shinigami to the studio. Did you have a hard time finding the studio?
Not at all. I know where everyone is.
How do you know this?
Times.
How do you know these things?
Well, in the other world, I peer down at you humans daily and look at your stupid tasks of insecurity and bullshit.
Like recording a podcast. Okay. I see you requested us to bring apples.
Yes, it goes well with my otherworld Shinigami tequila.
Yeah, I see. You brought that flask that you keep in the front pocket of your Shinigami tuxedo.
My tuxedo.
Yes.
Well, you're a good guy, Kyo, so I won't kill you.
Good. Don't write my name in your Death Note. I got a question, though. You have a Death Note, and tell me a little bit about your adventures with your Death Note on Earth.
Well, I last drew my Death Note 4 years ago in human time. And some little girl found it and started writing down her favorite role models in it. Oh, you should have seen the look of Justin Timberlake's face when he fell.
I bet. It sounds pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I did not know the cause of death, but they were awful. Very awful.
Okay,
Shinigami tequila, you should try some kill.
Maybe after the show. I don't drink in podcasts. Let me ask you another...
Give me more apples!
Here, take all the apples. Here's some apples. Are you happy now?
Yes.
How are you eating and talking at the same time? That's what I want to know.
You don't want to know.
Anyway, I got a question for you. What's your name, first of all?
My name is Yoryu.
Okay, Yoryu.
What? Kyo? Don't you know all Shinigami's names start with R?
Okay, Ryu, I've got a question for you. You say you peer down on the human world all day and the demon world. Did you happen to catch your comrade Ryuk's whole deal with Yagami Light?
Yes, we were quite interested in what he was doing so long in the human world.
And what?
You wasn't called down to Earth in centuries. One day, Ryu just decides to leave because he was bored.
What?
Well, fucking bored too, you know? He could be fighting us.
Yeah.
But beyond this law, you can only have so many death notes on Earth before they stop working and just disappear along with the Shinigami. So you gotta be careful. First come, first serve. Ryuk! Ryuk, yes, you! You should have told me I had no problem, Holmes!
That's a photograph. It's not actually Ryuk. But, let me ask you another question. Now, what do you do in the demon world all day? Exactly. For fun, or, you know, do you guys...
Well, my personal thing is I like to be a game of bad homes. So we get the scores of our team and friends and play some random kind of games that you can relate to craps and a mixture of poker.
Are there any video games in the demon world?
Actually, we've got a game that Ryuk brought back called Cholo Wars.
Cholo Wars, huh? What do you do in that game?
Well, you possess Mexicans. In a sense, it's an interesting game because I've never played video games. Game one.
What's the name of the system that Cholo Wars is on?
That is a property issue. We cannot talk about that on the Kosamas and Kill show. By the way, what is Kosamas?
Well, he went to Europe on a business trip. He had to meet with some people who give us money to make the show. But I wouldn't really worry about him, you know. You better look out for me. I'm a pretty good fighter, and I don't take kindly to Shinigami.
Yes, but you're worthless because you can't lay a finger on me.
Well, you did whip my ass in Cholo Wars last night.
Yes, you loved it.
You were the 18th Street Essays, and I was the Taco Town Vatos. But enough about Cholo Wars. How did you get here? Do you need me to call you a cab or something?
Shinigami don't need cabs, you fool! I got wings, look at these babies!
Well, they look pretty ugly to me. I didn't think they actually worked.
Oh, look at my insecurities!
Well, that was the Shinigami. I'm gonna cut him off because he is too marvelous. Shinigami for me, and he's just ate up all the apples in the studio. Will you shut up, Shinigami? Damn, this Ryu guy. Stay tuned for the anime section of Kosama Senkyo. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
すごいぜ、人間界のリンゴは。こういうのなんて言うんだ? 樹脂
Yo, what's up? I'm Kyo.
And this is Kosamas.
And we're going to start off our anime section for you.
Yep, welcome to the anime section of the podcast, and we're going to tell each other what we've been playing.
Yeah, what we've been watching, rather. We're still in that gaming mode.
We just got done
gaming. Gaming section, so. Okay, I've been watching something called Gun X Sword. Yeah. It's kind of like Trigun. It's a little Trigun, a little Gundam. Trigundam.
So it's almost set in a Western type setting, or
but they're Gundams. This guy has there's a satellite way up in space, and that's where he stores his Gundam, Don. And his name is Vaughn. So Vaughn has Don, and I'm about 14 episodes in right now, and it's pretty much all filler.
Yeah, that's about how far I got, to tell you the truth, man. I got to about 17.
Oh, you checked it out too?
Yeah, I watched all the way up to episode 17, and then I guess I got distracted by other animes out.
So far it's nothing really special, but you
it's got
never
cool
know
moments.
Until the end. I'll keep you tuned in on what's going on with Trigundam.
Trigundam.
And Vash.
AKA
Van.
Gun X Sword.
Van, what do they call, what's one of his nicknames?
Van the Sunset?
Van the Unemployed. Some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what have you been watching?
I've been watching... I don't know how old the series is. I haven't done a lot of research, but it's called The Get Backers.
Yeah, it is good. I have seen all of the episodes. What episode are you on right now?
They're just barely entering the Infinite Castle. And I think Genji and Aburame, or whatever his name was. Aburame, or... What was his name?
Banmidao and Genji Amino?
Aburame. Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, he's talking about Akabane.
Akabane, yeah.
Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll! Yeah, he's a pretty cool cat, man. I like his character, man. And Genji. They're pretty cool characters.
Well, everybody's scared of Akabane. They don't even want to be caught with him by themselves.
Yeah, he's a pretty creepy guy. He's got that whole trench coat going and the scarecrow hat. But
yeah, well, but he's wearing a swallowtail suit, like,
yeah, like
Vaughn.
Yeah, that's true. And I also checked out a couple of other animes. I checked out the first episode of Shaman King. It's got a lot of potential. You know, I might pick that up after I get done with a couple of other series.
Now you have to tell me how it is.
Yeah, you know, it's about a samurai spirit, it seems like. And it's about a kid who can channel himself through spirits into himself and fight combat and evil.
So fight combat and evil.
So pretty much these spirits take over his body.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a pretty cool premise, man.
And I came over to the studio earlier and you were watching anime D. Gray Man.
Yeah, D. Gray Man. It's about Akumas.
Akumas, demons.
Yeah, I guess they're this crazy evil dude. You kind of think of him as a hardcore Marilyn Manson
clown.
Joker clown Willy Wonka.
Yeah, more
instead
like
of
Willy
making
Wonka.
Candy, the world's his factory and he makes people, like, he takes their dead souls and puts them into robots. And they're kind of like in this model set type format where you gotta pop out the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And then whoever called their name, I guess it was somebody they cared about, like, say, if your wife died. And
what were the three things that it said for the formula of making Akuma? It was despair.
Despair.
Soul.
Machine.
And machine. Mm-hmm. Soul, machine, and despair, and you got yourself an Akuma.
Yeah, and these things, because the soul is so tormented and wants to be released, it begins to evolve.
And it gets trapped.
Yeah, it becomes more trapped. And you have these, and you have this group of, I guess they're just soul reavers. Like,
they're like exorcists.
Yeah, exorcists, that's right. Exorcists.
And they exorcise the trapped souls and free them.
Yeah, they
free
them.
The Akuma.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool, you know, you saw the first episode.
It's pretty macabre, man. It's got the whole Death Note feel, how it's dark. Now, I don't know what the deal is. We're getting into all these dark, gothic-looking animes.
I know, like Requiem. I remember
I
checked that out.
That was pretty out there, man.
Yeah, that was pretty out there. And I got done with Death Note, and we'll talk more about that later. We got some opinions to share about that.
Yeah. How about we just talk about it now?
We can do that, too.
Give us your review on Death Note.
Well, a friend of mine introduced me to Death Note, so I thought I'd check it out. And it's a suspenseful anime. There's no swords, there's no mecha, there's no voluptuous women. I mean, there may be like one or two here and there, but they're not the main story driven. And it's got some really well-defined characters that have a lot of depth to them. And it's one of those type of animes that's not episode-based. It's more like a long, continuous story.
Yeah.
Of a character, you know, who finds a Death Note, which is pretty much a book dropped by a Grim Reaper that if you write their name in it, they die. So if you know their face and write their name, they'll die.
Damn.
And the person who finds it is Yagami Laito.
And Yagami Laito.
And he finds the Death Note outside of his school. And, you know, he's always bored with life because he's so damn smart. So he thinks of himself as becoming a new god, I guess, pretty much. A god of the new world.
By taking out all the scum of society.
Yeah, the scum, the killers, the child
rapists.
Well,
his father is a police investigator, a police captain, I should rather say. So I'd say he's inherited
justice.
A lot of justice in his heart.
So he thinks he's doing the right thing by killing and murdering all these criminals with this Death Note. And while he's doing all that, he captures the attention of the world, which is the most famous detective in the world, which is set in, I think, 2003.
Anyway, this guy is L.
His name is L, and that's all. Nobody knows his face. Nobody knows what he looks like.
We're not going to spoil it.
You already did. But, I mean, come on. You would think, but you'll never see his face. Nobody knows what he looks like. And L and Light end up having this mental feud where they're both trying to stay one step ahead of each other, and they get close as hell to each other, and it's like, oh man, it's like the world's, it's like the two smartest people in the world going at it.
Going at it in a psychological warfare kind of
Yeah,
shit.
And so it's like a psychological thriller. It kind of reminded me how when you watch Heroes for the first time and you're like, oh my god, I can't wait for the next episode. Like
Kosamas.
But
Kosamas. This is a gaming and anime podcast. Why you gotta talk about it?
Because Heroes is really, it's got a lot of relation to animation and, you know, that type of story. Because come on, I mean, there was episodes of Heroes where you felt like, oh my god, at the end of it, you're like, whoa, that was cool. You know, that's the way anime makes you feel at the end of an episode. You're like, oh man, he's not dead yet, or
all
right, oh man,
just
he's
shut
one
up,
step
just
behind
shut up
him.
About Heroes. Talk about Death Note.
Oh, you tell me about Death Note then, since you're all such
right,
a
I will.
What
Death
did you think
Note,
of it?
I loved how it was dark. It's a lot darker than most animes I've seen. I've seen some dark ones.
And there's a lot of internal monologue, too.
It's very interesting. It really reminds me of an Alfred Hitchcock mystery, a classic 40s or 50s, where you don't really know what's going on either. They keep you in the dark, and you got to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, you as the spectator and the participant in the series, you want to stay one step ahead. You always want to be in depth with these characters to see what they're thinking.
Absolutely, and just, it's amazing the kind of planning that went into the script. The script is just amazing.
And the manga, you know, it goes a lot longer than what the anime goes for. Because at first, when I first saw the anime, I was a little, at the end, it seemed a little rushed. And I was like, oh, maybe they did like two seasons and this season just didn't work out. Like, they didn't get enough viewers, so they just cut it off. But no, that wasn't the point. They just probably had so much funding, so they didn't go really in depth with the last section of the series.
Well, it seemed like it could have ended a little earlier than it did.
It does. It does seem like it could have ended a lot better than it did.
But on a counterpoint, like, it is an addicting series, and you really do want more, and they give you more, a little
they
bit
They do
more,
give you more, which is cool. It runs about 37 episodes, I think.
It's not enough.
I think it's just enough for this, but it could have been more. It could have been 50.
Hey, what about the movie?
Yeah, the movie actually did shorten.
Live action.
It was pretty much what you would think a 25 episode would hold, which it would.
It's about 16 episodes long altogether. About 4 hours, right? Four hours is about 16 episodes.
Yeah, it's about 4 hours, but it cuts out a lot of the really in-depth dialogue of Light and
But it does capture the whole...
It does. It captures the whole essence of Death Note, and the CGI looks really clean.
And it was number one in Japan when the movie National Treasure was coming out, and it totally knocked it down, and it was in first for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Death Note movie.
And even Part 2 was, I think, for like 4 or 5 weeks.
It's wicked. If you've never seen Death Note, you need to check it out.
Yeah, I really recommend checking out Death Note. I give this an A on my rating scale.
I'd give it about an A-.
An A-?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, the movies, they're a little shortened down, but it's really cool because I think the average person doesn't watch anime these days, so it's cool to show your best friends or your girlfriends this movie and try to get them into anime. They're like, hey, check out Death Note, and they're like, oh my god, this is a really deep story with crazy scary Shinigami, you know, which I thought Ryuk was like one of the most awesome characters ever.
Yeah, definitely. He had a lot of depth to him.
A lot of
even though, you know, it's funny that I say he's got a lot of depth, but really... The point of his depth is he has no depth. He's bored and, well, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but...
But he's got a lot of character to him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Because every scene, man, I was like, where's Ryuk? Oh, it's Ryuk! And then he started talking, and he just got some cool voice actor in Japanese. I heard the English dub is really good, too, man.
Who'd you hear that from?
I heard it from my friend Maria, and she's really... She knows her stuff, so...
So there's your built-in shout-out right there.
Yep,
she must have been the girl you just got off the phone with.
Yeah, it was, actually. She happened to give me some good news.
Oh, that's cool. Good news.
Good news. But, so what did you have to say overall with the series? Were you satisfied?
I was definitely satisfied. I love how inventive it is. It's totally a new twist on anime. I'm sure there's other animes like this out that came out earlier than it, but it's the first one I've seen.
I think there's one that's kind of almost in the same genre with suspense and mystery. Like, I know, I think it's called Spiral.
Spiral. Huh?
That's like a mental type anime where you're always thinking.
Yeah,
which that's what Death Note is. It's always thinking, and you're always wanting to keep. You can't lose track.
Well, the characters are addicting. You keep wanting to see the characters.
Yeah,
and that's a good thing about any anime. That's pretty
caring
much why
about
people
the characters,
watch anime.
Yeah. Yeah, and the characters are really awesome in this series.
It's like a Spanish novella, most anime.
Spanish novella, Death Note. Yeah. Hey, coming to Telemundo.
Galavision.
Death Note.
Death Note.
Thanks for listening to episode 5 of the Kosama Senkyo Show, and now you are entering the after show.
We are 5 episodes long, and to celebrate our 5 episodes long, we opened up a MySpace page.
Oh, we joined the trendy group of the world, right? MySpace.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get more listeners than just come to our Podomatic page, you know. We're trying to get out there.
So I put my famous graphic design skills to work and came up with something, and you could find us at myspace.com/... Kosamas and Kyo.
It's very simple. You should already know, be familiar with our names and how to spell them. And if you're not, you're an asshole. And we don't like you.
Yeah. putting yourself there on the spot, Kill.
Yeah. To celebrate this joyous occasion,
we're going to have a contest for all you MySpace listeners. And if you're not a MySpace listener, maybe you should become one.
No, don't tell people they have to become a MySpace user.
You don't have to, but it'd be cool just if you do have MySpace to add us.
And we want you to leave in our comment box. We want you to tell us why exactly you love the Kosamas and Kyo show. And the one we like the most, we'll read on air. And tell them what the first one, the one we like the best, what they get a choice from.
Okay, well, we got two prizes to give away. And the first prize is a Nyko dual charger AC. So it's a portable...
For the PS3.
Yeah, it's a portable dual output AC and charge cable kit. So you can plug two controllers into a wall to charge them. Which, you know, it's convenient.
Yeah, that is.
Right on. And what's the second?
What's the other prize? The other prize is a copy of Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest for the DS is our second prize. So if... There'll be two winners. And whoever we like the best, we'll notify by email.
They can pick what they want. The one we like the second best, they get the leftovers. We're sorry. No prize substitution. We don't do the cash for prizes program, so you can just take that and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, so enter our contest. Check us out at MySpace. We just started it up, and it looks pretty good, man. What'd you think of it?
It rocks. It's cool, and it's got our boy from the Koga Manja Dunny.
Yep.
Also,
on our page, you can check out our episode lists, our past reviews, and releases that we're anticipating for the year that we probably will talk about a lot. And if you have a favorite game on there, then maybe you should listen to the show.
Or let us know on the page and we'll talk more about it. Ask us questions.
Yeah, ask us questions of your favorite games. And,
if you want a date, you know me and Kosamas, we might talk more about it. We love the women. You know, we love the bitches.
And also on our menu, we got the pick of the week. So then that pretty much just sums it up right there. It's what we think is worth watching or playing this week.
Boogerman, pick of the week.
Damn, I haven't heard that one since the Genesis days.
Hey, it's a pick and flick adventure, man.
You saw that down there, didn't you?
Yeah, it's sitting down here in the studio. Call our audio comment line if you have something to say. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah, we'll put you on the show.
If we like what you say.
You can also enter our contest by phone as well, if you'd like.
That's what I was talking about. Audio comment line.
If you want that number, it is 206-337-0401.
This is not toll free. If you don't have a cell phone, then it looks like you're gonna be paying long distance charges.
But everybody's got a cell phone these days.
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh yeah, you don't, huh?
No, I don't.
I actually have to work from mine.
I have to break into the studio when you leave it locked.
I know, man. Kyo gets so mad when I have the doors locked and I leave. And he's like, hey! Hey, he's calling over the wall.
Well, what he does is he calls and he says, hey, come over, let's do this week's show. And I come over and it's all locked up and there's no way I don't have a cell phone to call his ass and tell him to fucking let me in.
I'm usually in the back doing some kunai trading and don't hear him or something. So he has to go down the street and find a cell phone.
the pay phone at the gas station.
Oh man, that's funny.
You think we're making all this money off of the show, I can afford a damn cell phone, but I don't trust them.
Yeah, that's why we got this long distance number that you can call, which is it's basically just our audio mailbox. You can leave MP3 messages to that and we'll put them on the show.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. You know, you get to give a shout out to all your Jaumes or your high score in Cholo Wars or, you know, whatever's covered.
Yeah, and we'd like to end our show by giving out our gamer tag. So if you get down on some 360, you can find us. My gamer tag is Kosamas, which you can just look right there on the screen of your iPod or your TV screen.
You're a game sender.
And add me and we'll game sometime. I'm down for anything. What about you, Kyo?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm Demon Eyes Kyo. Well, what's my gamer tag? Demon Eyes Kyo 1?
Yeah.
Demon Eyes Kyo 1 is my gamer tag. And I'm the shit. You
where's
better
the,
look out for me. I'm
where's the capital
you.
Letters? Is it capital letters before demon?
I don't know, is it? Capital Demon, capital Eyes, capital Kyo. What I mean by that is first letters capital.
Cool, man. I don't remember what you're... your gamer tag is.
Why? I'm the one who's showing up whooping your ass every night. Ah, got your ass.
And what? Cholo Wars?
Yeah. You know, my Taco Town Vatos, that's my team, man. We take care of anything.
Yeah, you do got a pretty good roster on your team there.
Well, bro. We're from the barrio, I say. We're from the barrio. We smoke vachas. We do things ahorita. Serio, I say. Serio. Mm.
Serio, huh?
We're from New Mexico.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 5. Leave comments on our MySpace.
Holla at your boy.
Peace.